Right now, it's that time of the week for the House and Funky Show right here on Ministry of Sound Radio. And tonight, I've got producer and DJ Yurulu in the mix and live with us here at the studio. So, hey, dude, how are you?
I'm good. Just been running around all day through the London transport. It's been a good amount of my weekend detained in the UK border. They don't like me as much. But yeah, today's been good, man. Today's been good.
Wicked. So tell us how long you've been producing and what got you into music from an early age.
I think I've been producing seriously for about 2 years, and then before just kind of like messing around with Fruity Loops and stuff, but nothing too serious. I was pretty heavily influenced by my grandpa. He was a massive vinyl collector and kind of built this whole catalog of classical music and swing and jazz and blues, so I kind of got an early concept of music from him. And then I would say I didn't really grab dance music or just any kind of funk or 4/4 stuff till my mom introduced like Chaka Khan or like just kind of like the older funky stuff. It's pretty much influenced from my mom.
And you've had a number of releases on labels including Pet Foods, Exploited, and the new EP which is out on Dirt Crew. And that's available on a limited red vinyl. So tell us about that.
It's actually funny. Peter, the guy who runs Dirt Crew, he initially was asking me what color vinyl we wanted, and I was like, yeah man, I think some sort of like blue or like maybe a green. And then he writes back the next day like, yeah man, I just ordered the vinyl, they're all red. And I was like, oh cool, you know, that's close enough to blue or green. But yeah, anyways, the EP itself is kind of different than my last releases, like on Exploited. I think a lot of people have kind of like boxed me in this 90s house thing, and I'm trying to like branch out so that I can kind of diverse my sets and everything, because to be honest, my live sets kind of toggle all over the place between genres. And yeah, I just want my music to start reflecting that. So I think with the Dirt Crew EP, it kind of hints at a deeper side for me. But yeah, it's a good release. I dig it.
Great. And what have you got coming up in your mix tonight?
There's a new track from Glenn Astro on Whatnot. I open up the mix with it. And then there's actually, let's see, a new collab from Hackman and Jabru called Bruh Jackman that's coming out on Future Boogie. It's an amazing EP. I honestly think it's probably my favorite so far this year. Some new bits from myself and Steve Huerta. Things I Didn't Mean on the Dirt Crew EP. There's also a collab between Steve and Yuj coming out on Avoltre, which is a German label, I believe. And yeah, there's a remix I did for Steve as well. I don't know why there's so many tracks from Steve Huerta on it, but there's a remix I did for Steve on my label Amadeus a couple months ago that's chucked in there.
Cool. And finally, do you want to tell us where people can get in contact with you online?
You can hit up my OKCupid profile. Or my Facebook. No, to be honest, SoundCloud is probably the easiest way to stay up to date with my music. I keep it pretty updated. Twitter as well, Instagram for kind of really stupid pictures and tour updates and whatever. But yeah, you can reach me on SoundCloud.com/Yurulu Music. Pretty much the easiest way to get a hold of me.
So right now you're listening to the House and Funky Show, and we're going into the mix with Yurulu.
Oh, Yeah. feel so wonderful. Don't forget me, boy.
I'm not afraid to I'm We'll be right back. Ministry of Sound Radio. The House and Funky Show.
Monday night, 7 p.m. is the place for House and Funky.
We go in the mix with the freshest deep grooves and the biggest bass-fueled dubs.
You'll find out the hottest tracks as I count down the top 10 in the scene.
And I round it off with a rewind to a classic cut.
The House and Funky Show. Catch up with the last show. Log on to ministryofsound.com/listen again.